365.
Headaches I have all the time. Did I? I don't recall having any one blackout. Didn't get dizzy. Just shook my head from the pain, but I did not. So don't get nervous with your blood pressure. Some of you folks worried about blood pressure. Shit, you ain't got blood pressure. A lot of determination can carry you through, children. If you care enough. Okay, now I didn't follow.
She's saying would Russia feel we would do the same thing? Would Russia feel we would do the same type of white knight strategy there if we happen to go there, dealing with them as we do in Guyana? Because she said, of course, they've heard of our tactics.
That's why I know. I don't know if they've heard of our tactics. Because they don't know full effective. They don't know what, nobody knows fully. And I think that's tragic. They don't really know how mean our white knights can mean. How mean we need them to be to the capitalist oppressor. I would say that's why I have to offer to see that this, if we wanted asylum in Russia, that I agree not to be the leader and that we assimilate if you go to Russia. Because I think that they would consider that very dangerous. If you go to Russia, I think you'll have to make that as an offer. I think we should say it'd be desirable, we'd make our contributions, we'd reduce, and we will compromise. I think that's a good point. She makes an excellent point. She ought to be in strategy. That's a very good thinking point. A sound one. I'm glad that you brought to my attention to hear exactly what she was saying. Now, if that is the case, then we need to show them areas where we have compromised, and we need to get that across. They often listen on that radio when they don't receive, so we should try to transmit it. It's a very good point. I usually cover everything, and I have told them about compromises we've made. Meaning that, in other words, we're going over there, we're not going to demand everything just go our way if we went to Russia. But I made the offer, considering that we might be a threat in any country. Well, we're a nation here. That's why I like Guyana. In the terms we can be our own independent government. For all matters and purposes, we are our own independent sovereign existence. That's something you won't have any place in the world. Not likely that you'll have that any place else in the world. What is it? Arrest and put him on learning crew. That's the thing to do. Set ass on the dirt floor. If you see anybody talking, put him up here on the dirt floor under our nose. Now quickly stop it. The first arrest when they're set up here and put on learning crew without question. I'll stop it. I'm not authorizing anybody to be caught talking. We put up here on the floor on learning. I'd like to consult about sleeping because Father's got a compassionate heart. I'd like to consult on the individual case because Dad does, as Jim said, know every individual and care about the individual. But nobody has an excuse to be talking when he's struggling so hard to talk and in such pain. And others struggling to keep alert when they're tired.
They aren't happy
to talk
with the
babies. We'll hear the case. But generally, that's not where the talking's coming from. Goddamn talking's up here. I'm not hearing the babies. I'm hearing it up here. I know what you're talking about, Marcin. No, my love. Sometimes you treat me as if I need childhood instructions. I can't make it without it. No, I'm just teasing. It doesn't matter. I don't mind giving me instructions. I don't want to. I just have a little diversion here to wake up a couple of sisters over there going to break their neck. They don't.
It'll be
a pleasant departure. Don't get on one of your trips now. Don't start no trip, honey. I'll put you on a learning crew. Marcia says it'll be pleasant when I'm gone. That's the only trip she takes that I don't like. If I say something to her, you'll be relieved when I'm gone.
I think everybody will.
Now she thinks everybody will be relieved when she's gone. You're such a nagger. Now this is the only trip that Marston takes. Now I don't want you going to recall it now. She's down now. All of you are irritated when she's gone. All of you will be glad when she's gone. She's such a nagger. You're full of shit. And a nice mother. And a no better friend in the world.
Father has something to say
And that's good. Now, that's good. She's getting off the subject. She says somebody else has something to talk. That's good. Let's give her a good hand. She's growing. I'm teasing her. She'll stand by you to the end, honey. And then some. And then some.
You said about begging. They was a fascist and that he barely made it to be the government of Israel and he the USA helped him be the government of Israel and then I think they asked him to make it fascist and then they gained their land. They gained their land first.
Make a call.
It was Russia, United States that they gave a piece of the land from to Israel and then they want it back and they gave them new raw stuff. They gave them raw materials and they went to Egypt to fight and then they went there.
You got a tremendous knowledge at your C-suite. I'm glad for that. Keep that up. Now I'm going to divert here a moment. We have information. Reliable. The Stone and the Myrtles will be in Los Angeles tomorrow to hold another one of their shindigs, probably on the front doors of our temple there, or something like that. Or somewhere, we're not just positive. Although our temple's sold, we get the money out of it. We still have use of the facilities for some while yet. Now, we decide how we meet them there. We discuss about business. We need to. Do we let them get by with them? Are they going to call? It's a meeting for concerned relatives. They're trying to organize relatives to get people drugged back here under conservatorship or court orders. If you can really get some organized back mothers to do that, I think it might be the fun. No, you can't go back. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can't get there tomorrow. What the shit you talking about now? Don't start no shit. Nobody can go there tomorrow. We have to know who's back there. We're going to have to get we got to get an appraisal who's back there that's solid. And that's going to take Terry. It's going to take Kay. It's going to take Rosie and some of you people in L.A. You're going to have to think, and Clara. Well, I think who's back there is dependable for any kind of action. Plus, leaders from San Francisco. I've asked for this several times. We need to know names of trustworthy, dependable people.
Yes, Dad, I brought a list of the members that's still back there that was coming regular, and Kay Nelson have it, and we can go over it.
We sure need it. We'll have to get them by night. The radio, we're going to have our Sunday bitches invaded. And who can hold up and say that they did it on their own? You really got to make some judgments there. LA police are loving. Thank you. They're darlings. Got away all that. Do we just ignore them? Where will it leave? Where is shaken?
They call them at the radio.
The attorneys need to know. I got to have some opinion on this shit. Well, how much fire are they going to get? You're trying to get shit straight in Los Angeles. What the fuck do they think they're going to get started in Los Angeles? Just more press? Of course, it's a seat of fascism. They know that the middle, that's where all the glass house and the whole fucking business under the worst Nazi.
This foreman is a friend of my folks. She's
known
my dad for about 18 years.
They
haven't,
from
what I know, caused any problems yet.
You had regular contact? You've been writing
him? Yeah. I wrote him one letter. He didn't answer, and I haven't written him since.
Bullshit. You better make a phone patch tonight and see where the hell our head's at. Find out what the fuck they're up to.
Father Grace and some more of them were there, appeared on television and called some of our members. One of the lady was telling me that...
I remember that. Who do you remember they called?
What's it, Ms. Jones? Mrs. Jones? She can tell you all. She can tell you.
Greg Watkins' mother, by the way, was in that mess yesterday, too. I bailed him out of a penitentiary, huh? I know he was in the penitentiary, but she said she'd do every dirty, goddamn, filthy thing that she could do. She said, she told him, she laid it right out in the letter. She'd do anything and everything.
Could everyone that be speaking please come up so we only have one microphone?
Assault and battery is a misdemeanor. What's it? It's a conspiracy, they can prove it. If it's a conspiracy, they can prove it, it's a felony. 2 years maximum. If it's a felony. If it's a misdemeanor, about 30 days. Little old ladies probably wouldn't get a more fine, would they? What's that? It lends more to conspiracy if they leave immediately on vacation.
Yeah, they're on our property, that's trespassing, right?
Well, no, it's not our property in L.A. unless they come into our apartment house. It's difficult. It's difficult to use force to throw them off. The law still protects the sons of bitches. They'll naturally work on their behalf. We're on a case now. We're on a subject.
Dad, Grace, someone called and they said, you know, they call as if they was from the temple. So, anyway, they called and they had a TV show. Mm-hmm. And they wanted, one lady called up and she said, I'm a member of People's Temple. So she wanted me to watch this show. Grace Stone was going to be interviewed on the program. So anyway, I waited around. I mean, I worked at night, so I hadn't gone. So anyway, I waited around. A little while later, the phone rang again. And some man called, and he said, the show will be on in 10 minutes. Be sure you watch it. Then I started thinking. I said, that's not from the temple. That's must be something else. So when Ernest came home, I told him about it. So we watched the program. They had told us not to watch nothing like that, but that didn't bother me, I mean, you know, by watching it. So anyway, I looked at it, and they was interviewing her and some writer. I don't know what's his name. Anyway, he...
Phil Tracy.
He was on with her.
What is the matter down there? Be still.
So anyway, they was interviewing her and everything, so she, they was asking her about the temple and everything, so she mentioned Redwood Valley, and then she mentioned about all the discipline, you know, that like spanking the children, and then she mentioned about over here. So
she also said she never knew me. She never had anything to do with me, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She'd been under my dick and had a baby by me.
That's right. So anyway, she...
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway...
That's how much you can believe in a person like that.
She talked on, and so then this writer, he started talking. And anyway, they said they had gotten a call from San Francisco from one of the high officials there. And he had called and left words, so when this writer come on, just don't pay him no mind because he don't know what he's talking about. And he said that Jim Jones is all right with him, you know, one of the big guys up there.
What is his name?
Some big guy from, I don't know whether he's from the police, from San Francisco. He called down there that morning and told the guy that was interviewing these people to not to pay them no mind, because if you were such a bad guy, you know, he didn't think you was bad at all. So all the things that Grace said, they said, if you did all those things, why didn't you go to the police? So she said that she was afraid. And so, anyway.
I remember how afraid she was when she took up all my time schooling.
Could I ask a question,
honey? I say.
That's all you say? Not that. It might have been then. He might have been then, but he is now since Stone got into it. The point is what we've got to do is get to the news people there with all of our support, because they'll try to whip the news support. They need to get in there now because we never get a chance. We need to get in. We got Tom in there. We got to get into the news media before they get there. Saying that people will be given an interview on Monday from relatives, and they can be there, and they can get that interview direct with and see the lies themselves. And there's some relatives coming in right now, and they'll have their story when they get back. They can contact and blah blah blah. This is what's the last name? Yvette. No, Yvette's. Yeah. She'll be back. So she's coming down, so we'll let you, she's non-member, and she'll be there, and you can contact her. Brother Jones, you remember more about it? Are you going in the car?
While he's coming down, may I ask something? I'm concerned that we had asked people repeatedly that if they heard any news items on the radio, if they saw anything on TV, to report it to us immediately. And it just happened by chance, I was turning my TV that morning and saw Grace on TV. And it was very difficult because we were trying to get it documented. We made a call to San Francisco to let them be aware. And I'm wondering why members knew in advance that she was going to be on TV and they didn't bother to let any of us know in L.A. who would have, you know, been waiting for that type of opportunity. And I'm concerned that, again, people may be calling our members and they are not reporting it. And as I said before, we sometimes are part of a conspiracy without knowing it. And this happens a lot of time. And it really kind of disturbs me that we hear about it today.
It shows we're no match for our enemy. And if we die, we will have ourselves to blame.
That's right.
When we don't report everything that goes on. Right. But that, they never have. It's been both the case San Francisco and Los Angeles. Yes, you reported too?
I reported the news and was supposed to come on, then I called back and nobody listened. I called the young man, I think it was Rose I talked to, and the young man, the minister, Hugh. And neither one of them listened. So sometimes it don't do no good to report it.
I never hear about
it. The duty is to report it.
But I do know that on the day that I heard, I mean, I saw Grace on TV, I called Mac.
What was you reporting, Claire? What were you reporting, Christine? I know. I want to find out, though. I want to find out why you didn't. You and who else?
I think it was Rose I called. I was up late that night, and it came on 11 o'clock, and they called us a cult. And I said, well, I wonder who are they talking about? I thought it was Sun Moon, you know, or whatever his name was. And I listened, and they were, to my surprise, they were talking about us. So immediately I called two of the ministers.
This was in
Los Angeles.
11 o'clock?
11 o'clock at night, and I called...
Is this the show she was on?
No.
This is another show, huh?
This was the first happening. And I called... this was before the CBS man left. And then I called B. Dawkins, and B. Dawkins listened at 12. And she got the later news, and she was so nervous, she said she got up and started packing immediately. But then I came up to San Francisco the weekend.
What did they say on that one?
Oh, they were talking about the cancers removed with guts and a whole lot of mess about the church, the beatings and all that sort of thing. These were
in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. There's that many lies already told in Los Angeles. We never hit the written paper, though. Never went in the written paper yet.
Well, some of the things they said was in the San Francisco paper, but I don't
I know,
think
but the Los Angeles Times what bothers me, because it's got wire service throughout the nation. They've not been in the Los Angeles Times yet since I caught them. I caught them in the conspiracy. Remember when that man, a white man, come into church and started all that shit? When this shit all started, boy, we'd been under the worst conspiracy. You people should have been better organized. She did what was right. Call immediately. Now people should have responded to it. Those white, that white dude come in. I wouldn't let him in. You remember in Los Angeles? It's been 2 years ago. It'd be a year ago, last fall. He came in. So I felt to trace him. We traced him. We followed him. Rita was one of them. Followed his ass. Where's Rita? Followed him all over the goddamn place, into the fucking church, into the place where he went. We finally got a hold on him because he switched cars. We got a license plate. We traced him down, found out where he was, and got away into his telephone through a connection we had. A great miracle, too, because I felt where how to do it. Got one number, and I felt to use that goddamn number. That's all the number we could get on his long-distance telephone. Checked that number, and he was linked with the Chandler, the religious editor of the Los Angeles Times. So we divided and conquered. We called and says, this sucker, and he was the head of, what's the name of that son of a bitchin' singer, Christian Pentecostal that went over into the far right wing, y'all Pat Boone, fool, and White Shoe Boone. And they walked into a whole building filled with all nothing but pictures of Boone. He was head of this thing, and they were getting ready to start shit on us then, to blast us. We missed it that much. The Times was going to do it. So I called them, and I said, we have been told by this man, which he hadn't told us shit. We got his phone, and he said, well, why would he do that? Why would he do that? I said, you do, and we are going to blast you with a suit. We're going to sue you if you start print anything, any lies on us. And they didn't print a thing. And they had it all set up to go. And so we saved ourselves from that time, November, clear around to July. October, I think it was October till July. When was it? Really, you remember? Well, hell, it was earlier than that, wasn't it? It must have September. It must have been right. It's been all be 2 years this September. So that shit's been, they've been trying to get us that long, organized, using everything they could to whip at us. Everything. And he was connected with the Los Angeles magazine. What is it? We got some damn thing called Los Angeles magazine. This motherfucker is Los Angeles magazine. He was connected with Los Angeles magazine. He was a director of it. He'd come to church and act like he wanted to get healed. He'd come in and say, want to get healed. He heard all about my healing ministry and he was very interested. We wouldn't let the fucker in. And he got belligerent right at the door. He was coming in. We said, the hell you are. I said, no, he's not coming in. And so, here was a powerful man, the head of a Pat Boone affiliate that was right-wing, taught commies ought to be killed and all that shit, anti-black, all that shit, all that kind of literature was in his business. So you better wake up and know what's going on in the world. I said, how bad this shit dates back. So we nailed his ass there, her and Patty. Reed and Patty got his ass. We nailed him there. They didn't move any further. But think how high that went up to the Los Angeles Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, and then this big record publishing company, Pat Boone. They're all in it. Pentecostals and anti-communists, anti-blacks, they're all together. We started then, and if we had more people on the ball, we could have got ahead of this shit before we did. But people won't work. They won't organize. You can't trust them.
I would like to suggest
that... I'd like to know why in the hell they didn't listen to the news, if that's the case. I'd like to know why in the hell they didn't.
At that time, Hugh was spreading himself so thin, and he had been up seemingly all day and part of the night or something, and
I asked him... Did you give enough time that he got somebody else? You have to document this stuff. If you want to sue or you want to recall it and demand equal time, you got to have it taped. You got to have time to tape it.
Well, I called them, you know, in time, and I asked them, did they listen in, but they said they didn't. So as soon as I got to San Francisco, I told, you know, the secretaries there, Christine and...
What channel was it on?
I think it was Channel 4, if I'm not mistaken.
What is that, ABC?
NBC.
NBC. Well, that's nice.
This was the time that you had just left and came over here for the last time, and you were bothered with your ears. Because that's when I found out you were suffering from your ears.
Yeah. And my ears didn't keep me back there, honey, though. I had trouble with my ears, but they didn't really keep me.
But these were two light-skinned, I think it was a brother and sister, that had once been in the valley. They said they had been to the church since they were young. And they said that at the time they couldn't leave because they were young, but after they had grown up, said the mother and father were still in the church. And
Jack Beam, what is that?
No.
Danny Pietlin, his wife.
Yeah, well, too young.
Robin, that's it. That's Robin, Wages, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sons of bitches, they're all in it too. They're all up there in front of the temple again.
So, well,
that's it. They had those fuckers from Redwood Valley on Los Angeles TV. You know, there don't be no news in Los Angeles. What's two white fuckers from Redwood Valley? Los Angeles is what's going on in Redwood Valley, unless there's money and a conspiracy and organizing behind it. What the hell they care about two white folk in Redwood Valley? You ain't no news in Los Angeles. You know, San Francisco, maybe. But what the hell those two white folk make any news? That's no interest to Los Angeles. It's pumped in, planned, orchestrated, and symphonized.
Also, they talk. Mike Polk was the one that told him that you were suffering with your ears.
It's true. I suffered with my ears, but that would not have kept me home. I had to come home to kill him, but we had assassination things that we were aware of and did not think it was wise to leave this because some fuckers would act up here. You wouldn't have had it. I'd have been home with a ball bat. Because I was damn near tempted to, but I thought, well, I'm not going to leave this place. I just got to do it. This is our hope. This is our future. There's no future there. So I stayed.
And at 12 o'clock, B said that...
Hardest thing I ever did, too. That was the hardest thing I ever did, was stay here with all that shit going on. Oh, Christ. I was biting at the bit. Because the way I handled those fuckers, I'd have had marches going around the goddamn pay place, but they'd have shot some of our people. They come in for the kill this time. They came in for the kill. We would never got out of it with some people without being killed. Because people don't listen to my instructions, they don't believe enough in me, they don't follow rules, so there wouldn't be protection like there ought to be.
Right.
And that's true even here. It's amazing that nobody did. Shift, please. I can't hear that woman. I don't know what she's talking about. They know he's talking or we're not hearing you. Charlotte.
Folks, please come to the microphone.
Hey, no, please do or don't talk.
You're pretty hostile.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. One goddamn good thing. What the fuck can they do? We all ready to die. What the fuck can they do? Son of a bitches. Fuck them.
There's one thing that I'd like to say, and if I'm wrong, I will stand corrected. I had the strong feeling when I was back there that L.A. didn't really know what we were up against. And there was a lot of self-centeredness going on on the part of L.A. staff. Even at the time when the Griffiths were saying that they were going to shoot me if I walked out the front door, that they were going to shoot anybody that walked out the front door, one of the Griffith's sons.
So Mrs. Oliver, same thing.
Right, the same thing. And they would, instead of really trying to organize things, it was a matter, they were sitting in their own self-pity like they were being left out and not really anything was going on in San Francisco. And because we couldn't run to the phone and give you a blow-by-blow description, the first place you can't talk about it on the phone because the phones were tapped.
Right.
And unless there's better organization there now than what I see before we left, we're in trouble if they're starting anything in L.A.
Even right now, I asked Kate to come over there and look at the list, and she suggested that she go and get it herself. And I thought it was said that
Rosie, Kate, and I should look at the list.
I have something else I'd like to say.
I think that perhaps one of the things we should do is tighten up on security around that apartment building at the time these people are going to come, because we have some little old ladies like Edith Simmons, and I'm a man who's going to definitely let them in. Harry Williams has been trying to contact Wade Medlock, and that should definitely be taken care of.
Kurt, did you say that I told you not to go with me? Mm-hmm. I did. I didn't think I said I'm going to bring the book back here. There's no point.
I'm encouraging Bruce and Lewis. We're going to have to go back to normal work and production tomorrow, even though it's a right night. The head of TASS is coming in on the boat secretly from Russia. He's coming in on our boat. He'll be on the boat coming in. It's leaving tonight. It'll be tomorrow. So we got to beautify this place, because if he can get the proper coverage for us, it can make the difference, my loves. It can make a difference, because Russia can feed the whole of the socialist world and lots of Europe even pick up TASS.
And I don't know if he's going to bring his photographer. What I suggest... Yep.
See, and in cancer, the...